With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the fifth chapter of Hilchas Chametz U'Matzah. The Rambam writes in Halacha Gimel that Ein Mevashlin Chitin B'Mayim. That means on Pesach, one is not allowed to cook wheat in water. For example, the Rambam says, Rifois, cracked wheat, or Kemach, Pashat flour, making dough balls. Because this is mamish making chametz. When you mix water and flour, the flour will turn into chametz with all of the details that we are learning. However, says the Rambam, aval mevashlin es hapas, but one is allowed to cook a loaf of matzah or kemach hakoli, roasted flour that may be put into water. And this halach is based on the Gemara Pesachim Daf Lametes Amid Beis that states that once matzah has been baked, or even if you have flour that has been properly baked, that will never become chametz dik. And based on that, one would be allowed halachically to grind up a matzah, making it into a flour, into a matzah mill, and to use it on Pesach. Nevertheless, as we all know, that it is a minig by many Ashkenazim, and this is particularly true for us, Chabad Hasidim. The Alter Rebbe wrote a tshuva that speaks about the importance of going beyond the letter of the law, of being machmir, and not having matzah shiruya, or in Yiddish gebratz, which means taking matzah and then crumbling it into a flour, or pasha dipping the matzah into anything that is watery, because it could become chametz. The Gemara says that once a matzah has been baked, that will never become chametz dik, because there is a possibility that the dough was not thoroughly baked, that the flour in the dough was not thoroughly baked. And if that happened, God forbid, and there's a little bit of flour, or not thoroughly baked dough, then this could become chametz. That's the chumrah, that's the basis of the chumrah of not having gebratz. Nevertheless, we all know that on Achrayin Shel Pesach, not only do we waive the chumrah, but we actually make an effort to dip matzah into all of the dishes that we are eating. And as the Rebbe speaks, and we're quoting here from Toiras Menachem Chelek Mem Tes, from a Sicha Achrin Shal Pesach and Yir Tovshin Chav Zayin in Toides Menachem, we're going to page 371. The Alter Rebbe explains the following, that the reason why the Rabbeim actually were mahadid on Achrin Shal Pesach to dafke, yes, eat matzah shiruya, that's because Achrin Shal Pesach has a specific connection to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Now, very interestingly, in the Beis HaMikdash, as a rule, chametz was prohibited to be used there the entire year, and there were only two exceptions. There was one exception by a private korban, by the korban toida. Some of the breads that come with the korban were chametz dik. And when it comes to communal korbanos, the only time that bread, actually chametz dik bread, was brought with a communal korban was on the holiday of Shavuos. So since in the Beis HaMikdash on Shavuos, they actually brought chametz, since there is a connection between Achrin Shel Pesach and Shavuos, and as the Rebbe explains, what is that connection? What is that connection? So the Rebbe quotes that which it says in the Pasuk in Shmois, that Bohoitziachas Ha'amazeh Mimitzrayim, this is when God Almighty told Moshe Rabbeinu in the beginning, that when you're going to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, you should know, Tavdan Esu Elikim, they're going to come to serve God on this mountain. This mountain meaning that's Har Sinai, which is the mountain that God appeared to Moshe one full year before he left Mitzrayim. And Rashi explains over there that if you will ask what zchus do the Yidden have for them to leave Mitzrayim, so the Rebbe responds, the zchus is because they will receive the Torah on Shavuos. In other words, says the Rebbe, there is a real connection between Pesach and Shavuos, and that is expressed by our minig to dafke eat matzah shiruya on Achrin Shel Pesach, linking Pesach to Shavuos. And then Alpi Pnimius, the whole idea of chametz is the Yetzer Hara, the Nefesh HaBahamas, that initially it has to be completely and utterly humbled, but then there is a positive type of lifting one's head in the service of God. In other words, not a personal, my ego, but my pride of being a Yid. So that's also a chametz dika feeling. I'm rising up, but that's a holy rising up. That is something that we celebrate in full by the holiday of Shavuos, but we already begin to remove the chumras regarding chametz already on Achron Shnei Pesach, thus the minig of being makbid to dafke eat gebrachts on that final day.